So today we're going to have three speakers. Sharon S. from Arizona is a trustee on the General Service Board and is serving as the chair of the Literature Publications and Literature Services Committees. Bill D. from California, a trustee on the General Service Board, also serves as a member of the Litter Publications and Literature Services Committees, and is also the chair of the General Service Board Information Technology Committee. And we'll end up with Josie P., our wonderful from London, UK, trustee, who's on the General Service Board and serves as the chair of the new Literature Translation and Licensing Committee. After all three of our speakers have shared, the forum will then be opened up for questions and comments. Please take note of any questions you might have, but put them on hold till the end of the call. First, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Sharon S. Sharon will discuss updates on the Literature Publications and Literature Services Committee. Sharon, you have 10 minutes, and I will give you a 2-minute warning. Thank you, Sharon, and go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Michaeline. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. So I will go right ahead. My name is Sharon F. I'm a compulsive debtor and a Class A debtor in recovery trustee on the General Service Board. And as Michaeline mentioned, I'm currently serving as the chair of the GSB Literature Publications Committee. And before I go into my little talk today, I just want to say it is such an exciting time to be involved in the development and production of DA literature. And I want to start by saying that this is my fifth year in being involved in DA literature, and I came to service in Debtors Anonymous as a general a group service representative in 2013. So, and I was on the literature committee for 3 years that I served in that capacity. And then I had a year off from literature as my first year as a trustee, and now I'm back involved in it, and it's really great. So I'm going to share three parts of my update today. And the first one will be a short explanation of how DA literature is developed and approved, and a really brief update on what's happened over the past 5 years. And then the second part will be an update on active DA literature projects and the status of those. And then the third thing that I'd like to end with is how you can get involved if you would like to do so in the production and development of literature in Debtors Anonymous. So the first part, I just want to give a short explanation on how DA literature is developed and approved and what's been going on recently. So our DA literature is developed as a result of suggestions from any member of the fellowship, and a lot of times these suggestions come in the form of issues and concerns submitted by individuals or groups. In fact, I can remember just so many things that came up. Like, some would say, you know, this is really awkward, like 205 spending plan is really awkward, and, you know, can you guys fix it? And actually, we looked at it, we agreed with the writer of the issue and concern, and we fixed it. So if you didn't know already, 205 spending plan was updated a couple years ago, and it reads much more nicely now, in my humble opinion, but also in the opinion of everyone at the World Service Conference that year, because it does need to be approved. So that's one way that suggestions are made for either updating literature or suggestions for new literature. So there are two main groups involved in getting literature concepts to the fellowship for approval. And those are the World Service Conference Literature Committee, and that committee is composed of GSRs and ISRs, so group service representatives and intergroup service representatives who choose to join this committee. And also the General Service Board Literature Publications Committee, which is comprised of GSB trustees who are assigned to this committee. And without getting totally technical and losing everyone, the Literature Publications, the General Service Board Committee, is comprised of two entities as well, and that's the Publications Committee, and we deal with the publication and production of the literature. And then the editorial arm, which is called Literature Services, which oversees the writing and editing of each piece of literature. Now, and we also have appointed committee members. We've got three wonderful appointed committee members right now who meet monthly or as frequently as needed to work on what we're working on, which is a lot of projects. So just to digress for a minute, people always wonder why it takes so long to have literature concepts approved and actual literature approved by Debtors Anonymous. And it's sort of by design and sort of by the fact that we're a 12-step program with volunteer members on all these committees that do things. And ultimately, it works out because we want as many eyes as possible seeing the literature before it goes out to the fellowship. So it's not just a group conscience of one particular iteration of the World Service Conference. It's usually multiple groups of World Service Conferences and, you know, literature committees that this light gets, you know, gone through. And so we want not just a group conscience, but a collective conscience of the fellowship. But so it's sort of, you know, a good thing that it does take a long time. So I want to move on to a brief recap on some of the literature projects that have been developed and updated over the past 5 years. And I just want to say, because I'm already running out of time, that a lot of what's happened over the past 5 years since I've been involved in the literature process in Debtors Anonymous is that we've responded to requests by other fellowships that we don't modify their literature and just stick DA in there when we feel like we want to do that. So, and as someone on the board said like a while back, you know, it's time to move out of our parents' basement and get our own literature, and we've done a really good job of that. So just really quickly, I want to say that we've updated in response to the request of AA and other fellowships that we don't adapt their literature to suit us without permission, we've updated the 12 promises. We've revised the preamble, which we used to call our preamble, and we now call that a Welcome to Debtors Anonymous statement. And we also changed the closing statement to remove portions that were taken from other fellowships. So, and we really are committed to having literature in our own words and to not use material from other fellowships without permission. All right, so in addition to those, we've also made updates to the under-earning pamphlet, and we're working on updates to the recovery from compulsive spending pamphlet to reflect the fact that both of these are symptoms of debting rather than distinct diseases within the fellowship of DA. Okay, so we have also approved and published the 12 Tools of Business Debtors Anonymous, which is a new pamphlet, and most significantly of all, we have published the 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, and 12 Concepts of Debtors Anonymous. And this is a tremendous milestone for us. And, you know, a lot of us are now thinking in terms of using the language of our own fellowship in DA. And in addition, so we also updated our own Tool 8, which now does not include the sentence, in AA literature we can identify with many of the situations described by substituting the word compulsive debt for alcohol. We have a lot of our own literature now, and we really and truly are moving out of our parents' basement. So, in my last couple minutes here, I just want to give you an update on our active DA literature projects. Most significantly, we have hired paid writers for both the DA basic text and the DA and BDA step study guides. Both of these projects are well underway. Now, they will be moving slowly because, you know, that's how it works. And those are well underway. We're also
2 minutes, Sharon.
2 minutes? Okay. We're also actively working on the Daily Meditations book. That's a project for the World Service Conference Literature Committee. And we're doing that. And stay tuned for more information on how you can be involved in this project if you'd like to submit a meditation. We also have changed the diversity pamphlet to a service piece that will be entitled Underserved and Underrepresented Persons in DA, and that reflects the name change of the caucus from diversity to underserved and underrepresented. We're still working on the health issues pamphlet and how to address this approved concept to best meet the needs of those members. Okay, finally, I'd just like to say a few words about how you can get involved if you'd like to do so. Be of service as a GSR or ISR. You can join us in Los Angeles this summer. It's going to be amazing. You can always submit an issue and concern. And how to do that, you can contact any of us on the board, or there are instructions on how to do that on the DA website, and these can be submitted any time of year. We also have opportunities as a project contributor, a new, shorter service commitment to work on a specific project. We're available to talk about that as well. You can also submit a story for the basic text or a daily meditation for the meditation book. Please stay tuned for e-news announcements about both of those opportunities. And I think my time must be almost up, so I will close, and I will be on if anyone has any questions at the end of the other presenter's comments. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. You were like right on the dot. I would like now to introduce our second speaker, Bill D. Bill will share some additional updates on DA's electronic literature. Bill, you will also have 10 minutes, and I will give you a two-minute warning. So without further ado, I present Bill.
Hi, everybody. Michaeline, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. My name is Bill D., and I am a grateful member of Debtors Anonymous, have been since April of 1991. And currently, I serve on the Board of Trustees as the chair of the Communications Committee and also of InfoTech, and I am a member of Literature Publications Committee. So today, I'm going to talk about the intersection of literature and technology. One of the updates that I hope that all of you know already, and I hope that everybody in DA knows, is that we, over the last couple of months, we have published The Currency of Hope and the 12 and 12 and 12 digitally. So these are via the Kindle app. And in order for this to work for you, you have to download the Kindle app, which is free. And then you can purchase these from Amazon at $9.99 each. So we have had lots of requests for years to be able to get this digitalized. There are a lot of people who, like me, who still love to read physical books. And then there are others who really love to be able to have something to read on their phone, on their tablet, etc. So we've been really encouraged with the sales of those over the last couple of months. And really, really helping to get the word to as many members of Debtors Anonymous as possible. And then there's also a hope that eventually this will be able to free up some of the space in the office, the GSO, so that people who really would prefer to have it just digitally will not necessarily be buying the hard copies of it. So there might be some more space in the office. The second thing I'm going to talk about is piggybacking with the electronic version, which is that we are looking into putting the brochures, all of our pamphlets, on digital as well. So this also could possibly free up space in the office. And then somebody at a meeting can just pull this up on their telephone or on their tablet. So we have not decided exactly how we're going to do this yet, but there is a possibility of selling them individually and also bundling them together so that people could buy all of or a certain number of the pamphlets for a specific price and then get them downloaded just in one really simple motion. Another issue that we've had people asking about before that's been on our radar for a while are audio versions of the books, at the very least, and perhaps pamphlets as well. We have not done a lot of work on this. I have been in touch with someone who is the Literature Publications chair for another 12-step program. And she has offered a lot of experience, strength, and hope about the audio version that they did of their own work. And I have, in the past, produced an audio book, and I know that it's a fairly straightforward, fairly easy process for the type of work that we're going to be doing. And in the future, we will see about the need for that, and if we have the budgeting for it, that have it in our spending plan. And right now, I'm going to change hats for a minute from communications and literature publication to infotech. And although you can't see me, you can only hear me, you're just going to have to take my word that I just changed hats. And so what we're going to be working on also very soon is an online shopping cart on the DA website. So everybody knows probably that for the last several months, since the WSC, we've had the ability for people to donate online. And what we're working on now is purchasing literature through the website. So that would kind of skip over the process of we currently have of downloading the PDF, filling it out, mailing it in, etc. And also people who, like myself, who have horrible handwriting, Alan in the office has to call them and say, what the heck is this supposed to be? So that would really help us streamline the process much better. And one of the things that Infotech is currently working on is looking at an application for a project contributor who would have a lot more tech knowledge than the current members of Infotech, although we're pretty good with it ourselves, but we're not IT people. So this is a position that could really help that get working really quickly. And I haven't heard the 8-minute bell yet, but I think that's about all that I have to say. But later on during the questions, there is time for questions, correct, Michaeline?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Then I'm sure that people will remind me of something I've forgotten. And that's it for now.
Thank you, Bill. Next, we will have Josie speak on the current status of the Literature Translation and Licensing Committee. Josie, you will have 10 minutes, and I will give you a 2-minute warning. Thank you, Josie. Go right ahead. I don't hear you. Josie, do *6, please.
Here I am.
There you are. I hear you now. Thank you.
Sorry about that. My name's Josie. I'm a debtor. I'm a DA and a BDA member. I'm serving as chair of the Literature Translation and Licensing Committee, and I'm very grateful to be on this call. The Literature Translation and Licensing Committee, which I'll call LTL for short, is a new committee with three parts to its spiritual business, which were previously handled by other committees. I'm going to list the three parts, and then I'm going to come back and talk about each one. So the first is the verification of translations, which have been done in languages other than English. The second part of the business is the publication of those translations and the distribution of material in languages other than English. And the third, which is a very new thing, is licensing, which, although that's an established practice in publishing, it's new to DA. So, first of all, the translation, the verification of translating. So, People translate the DA message all over the world from English into another language. It's very exciting. If you contact us first, we suggest you start by translating the service or free literature on the website, the main DA website. There's lots of free downloadable material on the website, both in English and in Spanish, lots of information. Once it's been translated, the next step is verification. The board has the responsibility to all of you to keep the message consistent. All of us in the fellowship, well, I should speak for myself, you know, in the fellowship, I want to offer a safe place where a debtor can hear an undiluted spiritual message that this program works. So currently, the GSB has to find someone to verify each piece that's translated, that's sent to us, to make sure the message carries the spirit of the program. As you know, we've had a deficit in DA for the last couple of years, and we haven't had the funds to send this to an agency. We just haven't. And we've relied, apart from one language, we've relied on fellows, on people doing service. People's willingness really moves me. But it is slow. It takes service time. It takes board time. It's labor intensive to do. But we're now on the new committee, we're getting agency quotes, we're looking at the agencies. AA have been doing this since the dawn of whenever they started. They have a massive amount of experience, and I'm very grateful to our Class B trustees who bring that experience to our fellowship. But there's a cost to this, so this cost has to be factored in, and we have to develop a business plan. And this brings me to the second area of the LTL's work, which is publication. I've written all this down. Sorry about the paper shuffling. Publication. So thank God for that BDA tool pamphlet, which has been published this year, because we are using the tools of our program to write a business plan for the publication of these translated pieces. So I'm going to quote BDA Tool 2 suggests we write an annual one-year business plan with definable and accountable goals and targets. It may need to be a longer plan than 1 year, but for now we will try 1 year. There hasn't been a business plan for translations before, but there will be. What we do know, unfortunately, is that traditional publishing is not going to work for languages other than English at this time in our fellowship, which is relatively small. And the reason, if we look at BDA Tool 5, which is that we remain mindful that dollars spent should generate revenue, and we compare prices before making purchases. Using that principle, the numbers, for example, for literature in Spanish, just don't work for traditional printing and distribution. We don't have a choice to fund this through debt. We're in DA. But this funding this could keep us contribute to the deficit that we've had. And that doesn't make sense at this point. It may seem harsh if you're waiting to carry the message to a still suffering debtor in your own language. And so far, your translated work, forgive me, has not been published because it's stuck. I can imagine that this hurts. And all I can say truthfully is that we are working as smartly as we can on this. We have a fiduciary responsibility to keep the whole fellowship afloat. Well, that's everybody's responsibility, but we have to be mindful. We're not for profit, but we're also not for deficit. So it's wonderful to hear Bill and the Technology Committee talking about the publication of pamphlets, perhaps in electronic form. And I feel that this will be the solution for getting already translated literature around the world. But this brings me to the third area, perhaps as well, this may be another solution, which is licensing. So this idea, which is probably from the higher powers, has been kicking around a while. Why not license an intergroup in, say, France to print their own literature? So we're looking at this idea. We've done two things towards this. I mean, it's such a new idea that it's there's a lot of work to do. We've done two things. Firstly, we've just written a service job description for someone to help us write our own letter of agreement. That's what a license is. That's another BDA tool. It's tool 8, I believe, which is we write our own letters. We put all our business agreements in writing and write our own letters of agreement. So we've written a service job description for someone to help us.
2 minutes, Josie.
Thank you. And I hope the full GSB can approve that later on tonight. No pressure, guys. And secondly, we've had initial discussions about a very tricky subject, which is the business model for licenses. How do we do it? Do we ask an intergroup in another country for a yearly license fee? Or do we do it on per copy sold? And do we charge a different price to different groups in different parts of the world, dependent on what measure? You know, is it right to set the price the same for, say, India as it is for, say, Scotland? So these are decisions that have to be made, and nobody's rushing these decisions. We want to do it right. We have our higher power. We have the tools. And we'll get there in good time. Thank you. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you, Josie. This concludes the speaker portion of our call.